Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Again.
Oh, man.
What was that, Jesus? Go ahead.
I can go home.
No. Don't do that. We need you on the show.
To be fair, he censored me in a failed attempt to censor you.
Yeah, and I did it again, except I did mean to. And
yeah,
anyway.
See?
The telephone number, if you'd like to join us tonight, is 603-283-6160. We need you on the show because, man, I can't handle
So, Richard, tell us again where you should shoot police. Oh, listen to the Gene episode several years ago.
I can't handle Skeeter, and so I'll put him on if y'all are here, right? And
well,
even then, not all the time, right? Because, like, man, that guy is overwhelming, man. I can't imagine, like, I wonder what he does for his day-to-day job.
Does he have a day job?
I assume he does, but who knows?
He's in California.
Right? Just because you libertarians sunk the cost of mixing your labor with nature doesn't mean you get to keep the effect of it.
Maybe he's collecting the crazy money? You know?
Yeah.
He's also in California, so
I assume that he is on the government dole.
He's in California on the spectrum.
He could be a Fed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Calling in to, like, you know, hey, it's your boy, Skeeter.
Trying
to be a mosquito. You know what I mean? Yeah, because that's what mosquitoes do, right?
Okay.
They bug you, right?
And you swat them.
He strikes me as one of those people that does the work of the feds for free.
Interesting.
They're technically called, in spy jargon, a useful idiot.
You know, now that you mention it, have you watched the movie Richard Jewell? Okay, watch that movie. It's a true story, but
I have not seen this.
Okay, well, watch it then.
Or that I'm aware of, anyway.
It's the guy. It's a real guy. His name was Richard Jewell.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, working security at some venue or concert, and he found an explosive and called it in, and it exploded.
Oh.
And he was a useful idiot because, like, the entire time he was proclaiming his innocence and cooperating with the police.
Yeah.
Whose whole job was to incriminate him and pin this explosion on him,
Right.
Until he was, like, finally vindicated. And the useful idiot reminds me, because, like, the whole time he's like, I work security, like, I'm one of you guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm cooperating any way I can. You know, his lawyer's like, shut up. Stop talking. He's like, no, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that. Like,
no,
this
they're on our side.
Right, yeah. And I kind of feel, you know, sometimes.
The police would never enforce an unconstitutional law.
I sometimes, in conversations with my boss, I feel like he's like Richard Jewell, right? Because he's always on the side of the people who's against him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, why would you be on their side?
Right.
They're actively working against you, and he feels some, like, moral or ethical obligation to support his enemies.
Speaking of people working against you, are you guys aware that President Joe Biden has signed the country's largest ever military budget into law?
I saw the headline.
You mean he outdid Trump?
He did.
Unsurprising.
This from RT.com. Biden signs off on record U.S. military budget. The mammoth defense bill gives Ukraine a tiny percentage of aid promised by the White House. There's a whole separate bill, by the way, for Ukraine.
What did they sneak in there?
There's a whole separate bill for Ukraine that has nothing to do with this.
I got it. But usually they sneak in pork right into these defense bills.
I mean,
is it the whole bill pork? Like,
you have to ask yourself this question. Do you think that we are getting any portion of the amount of military power for the United States in proportion to them spending way more than, like, the next two countries combined.
Are we, what's the, I don't
know. So, like, for example,
like, are we getting the benefit of the United States military?
Yeah. I mean, like, do you think that they're getting the military, like, any percentage of the military power out of that budget for what they spend?
Yes.
It's like 1%, okay. Man.
Yes, they're getting a percentage. It's nowhere near the value.
Right. Like, okay. 99% of it is all pork. They build things that don't work to build things that don't well, work I'm because it rewards their donors.
This is all just machines of murder is really all that it is.
Understood. But typically, you know, your special interest will... This is the Ron Paul thing that I'm always griping about.
Yeah.
Right. Ron Paul will see this big military budget spending bill,
yeah,
and he'll put something in there for his little state and his little county in,
yeah,
Texas,
yeah,
and then vote no, knowing that it will pass. Right? So that's,
and that is somehow worse than voting no, knowing that it will pass and not putting that in there?
On principle, yes, it's worse.
How?
Because on principle, if you're going to vote no, you ought not put something else in there.
Well, I mean, on principle, a man shouldn't be a politician, so.
Also a good case against Mr. Paul that, yeah, you know, falls on deaf ears amongst other community members.
Well, yeah, and again, you know, the old joke was, well, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist?
Six months, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But that's not true.
Well, 6 months in New Hampshire.
Maybe, but there are still many, many libertarians who are not anarchists. They are minarchists here in New Hampshire.
Right.
So, you know.
So you have this giant defense bill. And then because they know it's going to pass, they shove in more stuff,
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, and it's political tricks.
That right. Seems like a lateral move to me.
I'm just curious about it. I'm not saying it's good or bad. Say it's all
out.
Bad, but I want to know what's in there.
The $886.3 billion bill. $886.3 billion.
They didn't even crack a trillion. They're really holding themselves back.
Gives American troops a pay raise, but includes only a fraction of the aid requested by Ukraine. Biden signed the 2024 NDAA on Friday after it passed Congress with bipartisan support. So any of you who are, you know, pointing fingers at Democrats or you're pointing fingers at Republicans, they both signed off on this thing.
Yeah, speaking of anniversaries of terrible, terrible things, crappy birthday to the NDAA.
Yeah. At $886.3 billion, the bill allocates 3% more money to the Pentagon than last year, which came in at a then-record 858. So apparently every year they crack a new record for, you know,
of course,
some reason.
So he literally outdid himself.
He did.
Again, even if it was the same value that you got last year, it's going to go up because of the inflationary pressures on the dollar.
Biden said that he signed off on the bill despite certain quote-unquote concerns. I'm doing air quotes for those of you who are just listening and not watching over at watch.freetalklive.com.
Nice.
Despite certain concerns with its contents, perhaps something like politicians inserting things and then voting against it even though they know it's going to pass.
Well,
hold on. Ron Paul's not an office anymore. Who's going to vote against that?
Maybe Joe Biden's concerns were that he's a demented old man, and by demented, I mean has dementia and can't even read the damn thing.
Okay, so...
Hey, even if he could read, no one's going to read this.
Forgive me.
We have to pass it to find out what's
in it. You're forgiven.
Forgive me. My knowledge of this type of thing only goes back to, like, elementary school, right? Mm-hmm. I paid zero attention in high school and college. Does the president not have the power of the line item veto? Is that gone? Or is that still a thing?
I think it's still a thing.
Still a thing.
Yeah.
So anything that he had concerns, and now I'm doing the air quotes.
Yes.
Right. He could have just vetoed out of there.
Who did him better? Richie or me? Air quotes.
Richie, because okay. He didn't say quote unquote and do the air quotes and tell people he was doing the air quotes.
Okay. All right. Very well.
Two out of three.
Right,
so he could veto
the number.
Anything, okay, yeah. He could veto it out. Okay, so he has concerns
that he
and
signed
didn't care
it,
enough.
He signed it despite these concerns.
Well, but he could veto out the concerns.
I have concerns, but ooh, what's that?
He condemned.
That's more plausible. That's more realistic.
He condemned a section prohibiting the use of U.S. government money to transfer detainees from Guantanamo Bay to prisons in the U.S. or other countries. and criticized
That's a big difference.
And criticized provisions that require the White House and the Pentagon to hand over, quote, reports and plans to Congress for oversight, unquote.
So he condemned it but didn't veto it out. Got it. Okay.
I will give you very strong words about these two things, but I'm going to sign it anyway.
Yeah, okay. As long as we know where the buck stops.
The bill also, and this is the part that makes me sick, reauthorizes Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act until April. That's FISA, for those of you playing the acronym game, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The act allows U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct warrantless wiretapping of foreign communications, despite the FBI admitting to using it to illegally surveil American citizens more than 280,000 times in 2020 and 2021.
If it was already illegal and not authorized by this, then why aren't they being held accountable regardless of this?
Who would hold them accountable?
It's government.
The CIA.
Here, have some.
I'm sure the CIA is, in fact, holding them accountable. Okay. I guarantee you that if anyone of any real power starts defying the Central Intelligence Agency, they will, one way or another, no longer have their position.
Okay, so...
And that has been true since John F. Kennedy.
I get the who's held accountable. I was kind of joking. However, if you were one of these people illegally spied upon in violation of the law, including this one, that would give you standing to make some sort of claim in their court system. But I have heard nothing of anyone even making that claim and having
it be brought up. Yeah, except that the federal court system would have to choose to see it.
Yeah, I got
it. Tend not to.
Okay. So, but do we know of cases that have been filed and rejected by the courts?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can look them up, but like you can Google it for yourself.
I could.
FISA, yeah.
What's not
There's
a FISA?
There's a tremendous
thing.
Number of suits over the FISA spying.
It wouldn't be a FISA spying because FISA doesn't authorize the FBI to spy domestically. It would be a violation of whatever, you know, the constitutional Fourth Amendment protection against the FBI spying domestically.
Several Democrats and Republicans opposed the reauthorization, with Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat, complaining earlier this month that it was inserted into the bill without a vote or any debate.
See? Pork.
The NDAA includes a $300 million allotment in military aid for Ukraine over the next year, which the Pentagon is to spend on procuring arms and ammunition for Kiev from private contractors. This program called the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative.
And there's your cronyism.
So he inserted the National Defense Authorization Act into the spending bill?
It doesn't say who. It just says the bill reauthorizes the Section 7. The bill also reauthorizes Section 702 of the FISA Act. The act allows U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct warrantless wiretapping of foreign communications.
Right.
Despite the FBI admitting to using it to illegally surveil American citizens.
It was the next part.
More than 280,000 times.
It was the Ukraine authorization.
The Pentagon is to spend on blah, blah, blah. This program called the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative is one of the mechanisms by which Biden has been bankrolling Ukraine's military. It has been used to buy $3 billion worth of weapons to date.
But to private contractors. Right?
Of course.
So there's your cronyism. $300 million going to their buddies in the military industrial complex.
Preferred, right, yeah, exactly.
To provide arms and munitions.
Yeah, Burisma was right.
However, $300 million falls dramatically short of the $61 billion in direct military aid that Biden has promised to the Ukraine under a separate $105 billion spending bill. This bill remains stalled in Congress, with Republicans vowing to block its passage. Yada, 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 yada. You get the idea.
So billion too much, 300 million, no problem.
Look, there's something like 800 known United States military bases around the world.
Okay.
That's just the ones we know about. And as you pointed out, Richie Rich, this is double the next two countries' total military spending. Combined. So the United States...
Actually, I was the one that...
I'm sorry.
I agreed with him, though.
I see that we sound the same to you, too. Caller.
But
Sorry, go ahead.
Maybe I was just giving Richie Rich credit for an unknown reason.
Where it was not due.
Yeah.
I see.
Maybe, I'll take it. It's called extra credit.
Maybe there's too much beard in this room. I don't know. That's not true. There can never be enough beard in this room. Yeah, so anyway, I made a mistake.
We'd do a separate podcast for that at some point.
My point is that you know, more than double the next two countries' military yes. budget combined, not to mention record-breaking year over year, apparently. You know, when is the murder going to stop?
Well,
And also, how is this not an empire? How is this not an empire?
Well, like, so this is like one of the wacky things that's going on, though, is that, like...
Hold on. Let me finish my thought. If you, the listener, and folks out there in listener land, if you go into the military thinking you're doing something noble, you're not. You're becoming a stormtrooper. You are aligning yourself with the empire, literally. The United States of America is the largest empire planet Earth has ever known. By almost any measure.
So you were asking, when is this going to stop? It might, actually. So the wacky thing about having the...
You want to bet $5 on that?
Well, I mean, something's got to give. So the thing about having the federal funds rate at 5.25% is that the U.S. actually has to finance its new debt at that. And they've already passed the point where paying just the interest on their existing debt is more than the entire federal budget for the military.
They don't care.
Yeah, I'm with Captain on this one. They don't care. But I will say this to your initial question, when will it stop? To go back to like hour one, like first segment about the nuclear proliferation, right? This is why you don't do it if you're one of the other countries. Because if the United States is spending this much on the military, you are at risk if you're not able to defend yourself somehow against the empire expanding into your territory.
Yeah. So...
Because the only country that has used them is the United States, and we've still got them.
The people of the United States of America need to grow some balls real quick. You cannot bomb your way to peace. You cannot murder your way to cooperation in society. These are just oxymorons. They're jumbo shrimp, military intelligence, right? These are things that, like, are opposed to each other. So the longer this goes on, the more folks are going to see you, the people, as... accessories, cooperators.
Complicit
in what the United States is doing.
They already did. That was part of 9/11.
Right.
And they didn't target, like, the military bases.
Right. And that, you know, is likely to continue because all the military does, like, the output of the United States as a government, as the system that governs, right, the only output that can be measured is bodies. It's certainly not doing anything economically for us, right? Okay. We're in the hole, right? The debt is huge, right? Unborn children are in debt the moment they're born onto, quote, U.S. soil, unquote.
He did the air quotes again.
I did. Just in case you were wondering, Pinkless.
But he also said, quote, unquote.
Okay.
So this time you're doing the superfluous explanation.
Right. And a superfluous job you did.
Thank you.
You, like, this whole murdering empire, it just needs to stop, right? The United States of America, if you think it was based on noble intent, if you think the Bill of Rights was a noble intention, if you think the Declaration of Independence was a noble intention, if you think the Constitution was a noble intention, and you think that the things that they wrote in those pieces of paper were noble, things like liberty, freedom, right, prosperity, right, you know, the ability to make all your own choices for yourself, et cetera, and so on. None of those things is true right now. None of those pieces of paper have any merit whatsoever. They're just words on paper, and that's how your government treats them. If that were not the case, things would be a lot different. So as a person who worked in tech, the only objective way to evaluate a system is to see what the output is, right? If you're Henry Ford and you build an assembly line, right, why are you building the assembly line? You're building the assembly line so that you can make more cars faster, right? Instead of making...
And even if you tell people that you're actually assembling plushies, and you find out that it's cars coming out of that factory, you might start thinking to yourself, that's not a plushie factory.
Right. Well, let's take a step back as well. The United States military has done all this damage all over the world.
Continues to do.
And overnight, it ceases. Just somehow someone gets in charge, or by luck of happenstance or miracle intervention, the United States ceases all this, recalls all the troops, closes all the bases. Is the rest of the world, like all the terrorists that have been created by bombing their families between now and then, do they just go like, okay, we forgive you, you left? Or is there still like a revenge motive, and then there's still defense to be needed against whatever offense they're now going to employ?
Depends on how long you wait.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
if it happens
so
overnight, how long is that terrorist going
to
wait?
You're doing this thing that Skeeter tried to do and that many libertarians do. You're throwing out a hypothetical situation that has zero chance of occurring.
Yeah.
Right? There is going to be no miracle thing that makes the United States suddenly one day overnight stop all of this.
I got it, but we're calling for it to cease. Right, we're saying like the proliferation of the American empire needs to stop.
So your argument is basically that the American empire has the tiger by the tail at this point.
It might. I'm suggesting that that's a possibility. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
My point is that the people who live within what is commonly referred to as the United States of America need to grow the F up. They need to grow some balls, and they need to start standing up for each other.
And do what?
That's up to the individual.
Okay. And if, okay, let's, again,
no, I think that's a really good question. Like,
if they're successful,
what would that look like to you? What concrete actions that human beings took would look like that in your eyes?
Well, I mean, I'm already here, right? So
300 million Americans moved to New Hampshire.
Well, it'd be a lot easier if 300 million Americans just went, hey, you know what? No.
Okay.
I will not comply.
All right.
Right, I mean, there's all sorts of ideas
that
are out there that could work.
Of the state.
There's all sorts of ideas out there that could work if a large enough percentage of people were to adopt them.
Understood.
And everybody, but the reason people don't adopt them is because they ain't got no balls.
The end goal of your suggestion is the cease of the American empire, and I'm granting you that end goal.
Yes.
Right. What happens then with all the terrorists that were created around the world because of the empire?
I think that's going to take us more time to discuss than we have.
Okay.
But I will say that one concrete action that people could take today is learn other currencies. Because first you have to learn how the other currencies work before you can use them. And then you can use them, and then you can take your productive power away from the deadly empire.
How would you subvert the system? How would you go about gaining respect in the international community in the absence of governments? 603-283-6160. Give us a call. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Tesla is recalling more than 120,000 vehicles in the United States. A letter posted to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website on Thursday notes that the doors on affected models can become unlocked and potentially open during a crash. Those affected vehicles include Tesla models S and X, manufactured for model years 2021 through 2023. The U.S. population is climbing.
The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Nearly 90% of the nation's growth occurred in the southern region. Despite this growth, the overall increase remains relatively low in historical terms. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Source information that I have stuck in my head for unknown reasons.
Was that a quote?
It was air quotes.
I believe you were quoting yourself.
It? Or was it?
If you quote yourself, do you have to use air quotes? Or are you just saying it again?
The telephone number here at Free Talk Live is, quote, 603-283-6160, unquote. If you'd like to join us.
He requoted on the unquote.
I
he
quoted
put quotes
and
inside
unquoted.
Of his own quotes.
And I unquoted both of them.
If you're going to quote yourself, all you have to do is say,
we
as
were,
I
we
said before.
We were doing so well.
I believe I have reached my quota of this bit.
But this idea of like, okay, let's imagine, if you will, an America that works the way people like think and feel that it does. Where it doesn't actually, like, run around picking fights and having a giant empire military-industrial complex. Okay. But instead, like, actually uses the military where it's needed. So,
defense of the borders.
Right. Right.
No Mexicans allowed.
So, pulls back from all
in
of
Mexico?
These...
The border.
All of these aggressive wars that it's currently engaged in. And, yeah, you have that problem of, okay, but you just upset a lot of people. And by upset, I mean they're literally willing to blow up their own bodies to hurt you.
Yes. They're right. Still out there.
Right. But at that point, you would have all of this military power that you're not wasting... And literally, intentionally wasting all across the globe.
Okay.
That you could then focus on, okay, if someone does a terrorist attack, you can go, okay, we're going to just push you into oblivion.
Okay.
Like, this guy, we're going to find out who he knows, you're all dead. And only those people.
I mean...
Okay. Not their neighbors.
Okay. I guess that's the difficulty, because it seems that's sort of how you get into this mess. Right? Like, they blew up the Twin Towers on 9/11, and we invaded Iraq.
Right? Well,
like we went. That's like stabbing myself in the foot with a shovel for your mortgage. Like okay, the two so things are unrelated.
Either way,
so the Twin Towers could not have been blown up without the American without the American military being complicit in the action.
I have to do a thing before we go on. Hold that thought. I have to thank Jessica, who is a platinum level amplifier. That means she gives
presumably female. Which is an anomaly.
Is it $20 for platinum? 25? I don't remember.
$25 sounds right.
Which means Jessica enjoys this show. The host, the co-host, the callers. The perspective of freedom, peace, liberty, and prosperity that we bring to the airwaves, and she believes it is a proper use of her Liberty dollar to help amplify us, which means advertise, market, promote, and support. So thank you, Jessica, for your contribution. You can become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's a Patreon-type setup. There's different levels. We only ask for $5, so Jessica gives more because she believes this show is worth more than $5 to her. It brings that much value to her. It's a voluntary donation. So visit amp.freetalklive.com. You do get some little benefits and that kind of a thing, but that's not why you should amplify. You should amplify because you believe in the message of liberty. Thank you again, Jessica, for your contribution. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
Where was I?
You were in
9/11.
I was suggesting that with 9/11, right, at least the rhetoric from the state was these individuals did a bad thing, we're going to go get the guys who did it, much like you just suggested would be like the outcome if we brought all the troops
home. Right. Okay. And if they actually got the guys who did that, as opposed to what they're doing, then that would be a much better circumstance.
Well, like, at some point...
But in their mind, they are.
And my point... No! They're absolutely not.
They know
full well that these are not the people responsible for the attacks on 9/11. Right. They know full well that is the case.
Is it, though? I mean, like, let's just imagine, if you will, from their perspective, right? Their families have been getting bombed by, you know, military forces... creating their position that the USA is evil or whatever it is, right?
Do it with Israel and Hamas. That's recent.
And so in their mind, you know, it occurs to me, like, what other things might they have done to get the attention of not just the U.S., like, you know, in proper channels, right? You know, like, did they go to their government? Did they go to, like, the embassy? Did they try, you know, what other things were tried, you know? And then did they arrive at the conclusion that we talked about just in the previous segment here that, like, the ignorance of the populace of the United States makes them complicit in these acts of murder? And so if that's the case, then... You know, in their mind, they're probably thinking, well, we have no recourse. We have no other way to let planet Earth know that what is being done to us is wrong, morally, ethically, politically, etc., and so on, than to strike back.
That's usually what you get when you give someone no recourse.
Right.
Right. Even like the Art of War, the Sun Tzu quote,
right,
is give your enemy like a golden bridge to retreat upon. So that there's no recourse. Like, they're fine. You go away and we're good, right? But if you back them into a corner, you kill their family, they have no recourse on the international stage because the American empire is so large. What are you going to do?
Right. And you throw in some religion in there.
Sure.
Right? You know, that makes it honorable for them to sort of harry-carry themselves or whatever.
You don't even have to throw in religion. There are people that will self-emulate on the steps of the courthouse because they got a bad ruling in a divorce decree.
Right.
Well, and I think this is why you have the idea of, look, once you put on that uniform, you have decided you are with this group. You, the individual, have given up that individual status to be part of this group.
I believe that, yes.
And I think that's, I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere. And look, we can either undo the last 2,000 years of philosophy and go back to being groups that fight each other as groups, that do not judge each other as individuals.
Right.
Or we can maintain this idea that it matters what the individual does, regardless of the circumstances of their birth.
Yeah, when I first started becoming introduced to philosophy and principles, it amazed me at how universal they were. You throw in ethics in there, right, and you can get to the appropriate conclusions without religion. And that's the thing that enthused me the most. Why is that important? Well, because if you can arrive at people doing good for people without the use of religion, then that means it's compatible with all religions.
So there's kind of a hang up there, though.
What is it?
So the idea of judging the individual is a religious idea. So fundamentally, the idea that it's the individual that matters and not the family and certainly not the tribe, that emerged out of Christianity specifically. That was the first situation where it was no longer a matter of what your family did that you should be focusing on. And it wasn't that your family would get you in or out of another afterlife. It was the individual choices.
Oh, from the, okay, I see what you're
right,
saying.
Right, right. Okay. And see, that's the thing. It's,
I was like, wait a minute, every Christian I've ever talked to is all about family, family this, family that. I get what you're
right,
saying, though. Yeah.
Right, and that that afterlife thing is the proxy for everything. Like, since we're talking about eternity here, you can say this is the most important thing. So, and since it's the most important thing, it applies to everything. And that's the condensation of the idea, is on everything, we should judge people not as part of a family, not as part of a tribe, but as an individual. And that was an idea that emerged from religions, specific religions.
I'm okay with that as long as philosophy,
doesn't scale up.
Ethics and principle can use it successfully for peaceful interaction.
It doesn't scale up.
What?
The
judging people as individuals?
It doesn't scale up.
It does.
Okay, so let's go back to the terrorist example. The United States military bombed a country, killed a family, created a terrorist, and that dude's only claim is going to be against the guy flying the plane that dropped the bomb.
No.
That's the individual.
Okay, that is an individual.
That's the individual.
No, that is an individual.
It's the individual that killed his family.
Would you let me finish the sentence, please?
Maybe.
That is an individual that he has a claim against. He also has a claim against the entirety, person by person, individual by individual, of that chain of command. So the person that ordered him to drop that bomb, and the person that ordered him to order him to drop that bomb, each individual in that chain who had a choice, he has a claim against.
The irony.
The individual that paid the tax to pay for the bomb?
No.
Where do you draw the line?
Because he had no choice. He was being threatened.
The irony.
Some people pay on by willingly.
The irony of...
Okay, yeah, no, that's an important difference. If the guy paying the tax did so willingly, knowing that this was going to happen, then yeah, he has a claim against him, too.
Everyone pays their taxes knowing this is going to happen.
I don't know
not
that everybody
all of us
knows.
Do willingly.
Yeah, a lot of people are just in the fog status. The irony, as I attempted to say five or six times, of Peakless asking you to let him finish is not lost on me.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to make sure that we knew that.
But that's the reason why I'm okay with the uniform designation, right? If you put on a uniform, you're complicit. You're guaranteed complicit. You go after those people. Same team.
I mean, there's a part of me that wants to forgive people who are ignorant of the facts because they're uneducated as to what is.
Well, and part of my overall position with the uniform thing as well is it's prohibitively difficult for a Serbian farmer, right, to find the guy in the chain of command and exert any sort of justice on an individual level. He's
right.
not going to find the bomber. He's not going to find the captain. He's not going to find. He's not even going to get close to the president.
I'm the captain.
The lieutenant then. He's not going to get close, right? His recourse is just vengeance, right, and retribution.
Well, okay, so then, like, we should look at the history of uniforms, right? It's my understanding, and I don't know if it's right or wrong, that uniforms were first used as a way to identify who is on your team, not the way to identify the enemy.
Well, so Peakless brought up a statement that I made several years ago that I'll stand by, but I won't reiterate it.
Okay.
What spurred on that initial claim was the fact that those individuals were lining up in such a manner that it reminded me of the Redcoats and the British Army.
Okay.
Right? They formed a straight line. They were the enemy. Right? They had the uniform of the enemy.
Yep.
And the Americans shot them. Right? They went, oh, look, they're standing in a line. Bink! And shots were fired. And it seemed to me that that's an inefficient way to mount a defense or an offense, is to stand in a straight line. And I thought we figured that out.
Well, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think that they know that, and they know that everyone else knows that. So what they're forming is not a defense. It is a proof that they don't need to defend themselves.
Okay. But either way, they put on the uniform, and that's who you go after. Right? Doesn't matter who fired. If a shot comes from that direction, you fire back in that direction.
Right. But, so let's say a person puts on a uniform.
Yep.
And they have a kid.
Yep.
Now, you don't have a claim against that kid.
You're right.
And that's because you're judging on the basis of the individual.
Well, I'm judging on the individual's choice to put on the collective, the uniform of the collective.
Right. Right. And so here, this brings me back to my question. It's like, okay, hold on. You made the claim that you can come to these conclusions philosophically. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'd like you to answer this. How do you know that the individual is the basis of measurement?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
And I wish I could give you a non-religious answer to that.
I come to that conclusion because...
I know it's correct,
well,
but I don't know why.
No, I come to that conclusion because I know that individuals are unique, save for like a, you know, some identical twins floating around out there, or triplets or whatever. But even then... they become unique,
mm-hmm.
Right? So, like, they might have the same DNA or whatever, but, you know, maybe one, you know, has a, you know, I don't know, a lame eye or something, like, or develops one.
Even if it's just a separate experience that landed on them differently.
Well, right. And even two twins will develop differently epigenetically.
Right.
And you can even tell the different genes because of which ones are turned on and which ones are turned off.
Like, if we just look at nature is full of individualism. Right? No two trees are the same, right? No two blades of grass are identical, right? It literally is...
But I can treat them the same, and it goes well.
Well, you can mow them all with the same lawnmower, sure.
Right.
You know, I mean,
lined up in a row.
But, like, you know, that might make...
Wear the same green uniform!
Wow. No air quotes on that one, huh? All right. So... That's where I get it from. I take a look around at nature and I go, okay, nature is full of uniqueness, even within, you know, a small niche of like the same plant or the same animal or whatever, right?
Nature is also very predatory.
It is, yes. And
humans try to stifle it amongst our own species.
And territorial.
Yeah.
Right? That is true. So, but I arrive at that conclusion because I look at nature and I go, if nature is creating, and you can call nature whatever it is you want at this point, some people will call it God or whatever, right? I call it nature. If nature is creating individual human beings, why is it doing that?
Mm.
The answer that in my mind is because it has to.
Capitalism.
It has to create individuals in order for the species to make progress, right? Nature doesn't stand still very often.
It has
as far
to have
as
uniqueness
like,
to explore.
Yes, as far as like, there is no end goal with nature. Nature never goes, well, I guess that's all the grass I'm going to invent. There's no reason for any new grass to grow whatsoever. No, nature is this ever-changing environment that everything must adapt to, and therefore the best way for large quantities of grass or humans to grow is for each of them to be unique. And so if we look at things like, I don't know, like group actions, right? In any, like, crisis situation, almost every time, the best action is for individuals to act individually instead of acting collectively. When individuals start acting collectively at scale is when a bunch of stuff usually goes wrong. Now, a whole bunch of individuals might agree that, hey, this action is the appropriate action to take. If there's a, you know, an earthquake or a flood or something like that, a bunch of people are going to self-motivate to get themselves to go and help other individuals, right? But
seems
they're
like collective
not,
action.
But they're not going around and saying, hey, everybody, you're going to come and do this. They're acting individually of their own decision, right? They're not being forced to by, like, a state or something like that.
Well, they're not being forced to, but I think they inherently know that working together is better than working individually. And
well,
so
yeah,
they,
teamwork has to happen, of course.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They collectivize. They voluntarily collectivize
for
the betterment of all.
But they specialize.
Sometimes.
Right?
Yeah.
Within that, right? Okay, you're going to be the guy that does this. You're going to be the guy that does that. This guy's going to oversee the whole thing, right? Take instructions from him, and he's got the plan, or, you know, here's the blueprints, or whatever it is.
If you're trying to fix a pipe, you go, who here's the plumber?
Right.
Yeah.
Or who here has plumbing experience?
Something like that. Right? Sure, you're in charge of this activity.
Yeah.
Tell us what to do.
So, does that answer your question?
Hmm.
I mean, like,
it definitely makes me think.
I have to conclude that nature makes me believe that the individual is where it's at, is where, you know, we should be focused, because we're all individuals. I'm unique to you. You're unique to him. He's unique to me, right? We're not even the same person that we were 5 minutes ago, right? Individually, right?
Well, and I suppose it comes down to this. We can have more peace with each other if we treat each other as not tribes and families, but individuals. I mean, like, so you were pointing out, well, I want to give some forgiveness to even the person in a uniform, but who didn't realize what they were doing.
Right.
And I would say to you.
Well, take the uniform off first.
Right. Well, yes.
Right. Yeah. I would say to you. That,
once they realize.
Yeah.
Right. Once they realize what they're doing, they have a choice. Now, they can either keep doing what they're doing, in which case they do not deserve your forgiveness. Or they can try to redeem themselves. And the first step is to stop what you're doing.
Yeah. The cultural indoctrination, the cultural hogwash that many people grow up in, right, is so deep. Like, it starts from before they're born, right? A kid is born to a family that's all military all the time, right?
He's going to go into the military.
My daddy was, my grandfather was, you know, and they grow up, they turn 18, I'm going into the military, right?
Seems to be the case.
And so they go because they think they're doing the right thing. They have been culturally indoctrinated to believe that they're doing a noble good. Right? The same thing happens with, like, police and that kind of thing. People grow up and they believe, even if they weren't in that family, like, they grew up thinking that, oh, by doing this, I'm doing good. I want to do something to help society. I want to do something to better people, right? They're wrong in this case. But, like, those are the people that, like, I have compassion for.
If they take off the uniform.
Because they go into these things with what I like to call noble intent.
And I realize where there's a practicality of, okay, there's plenty of people who don't realize what they're doing, but they're wearing a uniform, and they're still doing it.
Yeah.
And so while they're doing it, even if they don't know what they're doing, they're wearing the uniform, and you have to treat them as if they do.
So let's go back to the original example that we started. The United States pulls out. There's a bunch of terrorists. Does the United States pull out and offer some recompense, some restitutions, somehow paid for by whomever, to apologize and make good and say, well, now that we've realized our mistakes, we're not going to do that, and here's something to make it up so that you don't feel the need to terrorize us further?
That's not a bad idea. I don't know how, you know, likely that is, right?
Well,
I know we're talking hypotheticals
and
here.
In order to do it, they would have to then terrorize their own citizens to pay for it.
I think it's, for example, if New Hampshire secedes from the U.S., that would be a really good idea for us to say, hey, world, we are no longer doing any of the things that the U.S. military was doing, and we realize that we played a part in that, and we want to work with you to make up our part in that. I think that would be a really smart idea.
Right.
And I want to go back to the complicit thing, right? I was a statist, right? That is to say that I was like, well, you know, government might suck, but, you know, it's the best thing going, right? That was my opinion, right? I was a knee-jerk constitutionalist. So whenever, you know, something came up that was sort of like, oh, well, this seems like a situation where some people are going to have to figure it out. I was like, well, what does the magic paper say?
Right? Yep.
What does the Constitution say? Is it in the Constitution? Great, then do it. It's not? Oh, then don't do it, or whatever it is, right?
Not a bad starting point.
Let the Constitution, like, that was sort of, because I grew up in, like, biblical families, right, where they always pointing at the magic book.
Well, and particularly, right? It sounds like Protestant families, because that's the big Protestant thing, is like, wait a second, now that we can actually read this, because it's not in Latin, which no one speaks,
right.
Well, what does the book say?
So, my point is that I did not, I don't know what the right term is. I did not awaken. I didn't come out of the fog of statism until I was 37 years old.
All right.
So, like, if you're going to use, and I never wore a uniform, so, like, okay, that's fine. But, like, if other people are going to use citizenship as complicity, right, then they've given no one a chance to wake up.
Well, I don't think that the terrorist whose family died in a U.S. bombing cares about your ability to wake up.
I'm sure, but as an anarchist...
Well, hold on. I have a question about when you were a statist.
Mm-hmm.
Did you willingly pay the tax?
Define willingly.
I mean, did you pay the tax because there would be penalties if you didn't? Or did you pay the tax because you wanted to give your money to the U.S. federal government?
No, I filled out the forms because I wanted to get a return. Right? Like, there was always the promise of a... I was poor, dude, right? So, like, you know, I would go and I'd work a job. They took the taxes, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I better maximize the amount of money in my pocket. And so, you know...
Well, then you didn't even pay the taxes. They took them.
Right. Like,
well,
so
there's enough people on the internet clamoring for the taxation of the wealthy, where it's not a principled matter of they're taxing me. It's a matter of, like, they're taxing the wrong people. Taxes are still justified.
Taxes are never justified.
They will justify if you tax the right people. They are complicit.
Yeah. Those people are complicit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they believe that stealing from peaceful people is a good idea. You just need to pick the right peaceful people to steal from.
And there's a lot of those people out there that aren't libertarians or us.
So to go back to attempting to answer your question, when I was a statist, why did I, you know, file my taxes or whatever? It was because it was the thing that everybody did, right? Like, that's just how it was. I'm sorry, everybody. We are out of time. Thank you, Richie Rich. Thank you, Peakless Mountain here. Thank you to all our listeners and all of our callers. We'll be back. It's been Free Talk Live. Thanks and peace.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.